Annyeonghaseyo, Nicole입니다. Hey guys, it's me, Nicole, and welcome back to another episode of Electric Shock K-Pop on 96.1 The Wit. This week I am joined by
Annalise Horner.
So Annalise, tell me how you got into K-Pop.
So I feel like this is kind of a common story for people who like K-Pop, but I was really into anime as a kid, and that kind of escalated from watching things with subtitles in like anime form to watching dramas that had subtitles and things like that. And I watched one called EXO Next Door, which had the boy band EXO in it. And I'm like, okay, well, let's listen to some songs by them. And it's kind of how I got into the rabbit hole called K-pop. So one thing that kind of kept me into K-pop, as weird as it sounds, is like the memes and things like that. That's probably also how I identified people the most going into it. It was just, I love laughing, and it was just kind of interesting to learn different facets, I guess, of each of the members of different groups. And so I started out with like EXO vines, and then just like kind of expanded into other ones. That was how I like ran into BTS, and then like other things. I'm at the point where I do enjoy memes, but I'm much more like into the music now. Mm-hmm. So like the thing that kind of springboarded that was memes, and then watching videos of them doing stupid things. Yeah. And like different compilations.
Like unhelpful guides too.
Yes.
I
forced my sister to watch those with me. Or like the try not to laugh challenges.
Yeah.
I always laugh, and then she laughs at me. So we both laugh. But that and like misheard K-pop lyrics, mm-hmm, were always fun. I try to introduce K-pop through things like that, like with misheard lyrics and different things where anyone can find them enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because if you just kind of start with like, here, watch this.
Yeah.
This is great. People are going to be overwhelmed when you have a group of like 13 people dancing and singing and rapping and lots of flashing colors.
And not understanding what they're saying. I feel, yes, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I get a lot of like either like judged or a lot of like flack about like, why do you like K-pop? You can't, yes, understand them.
Yes.
I don't know, but I like their music. And mm-hmm, I think like a lot of people I feel who are into K-pop say like, it's because music is universal, really.
Very much so. You don't need to be able to understand what they're saying, yeah, to like enjoy the music itself.
And their music videos are so well done just for any group.
I agree.
Yeah. And they put so much work into the music videos with dancing and choreography, mm-hmm, and timing and everything. And they're, mm-hmm, rehearsing all the time. And the music videos just look really cool. Some of them are weird, but
yeah, there are some that are weird, like, yeah, G-Dragon's Crayon.
GOT7's Just Right. That music video is pretty weird.
That was the first song my little sister ever wanted to listen to on repeat and like watch the video over and over again.
That one's catchy though.
It is really catchy. Block B's Her. So another thing that I really got into, kind of like the reality TV in Korea too, like some of the shows, yeah, on there. Like I really love Hello Counselor, which kind of stems from loving watching random clips of Dr. Phil. But I also really loved like Weekly Idol with Donnie, yeah, and Connie.
Yeah.
Another new show that they have, Idol Room, I believe it's called.
I've definitely seen Weekly Idol, mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure. That's where they invite guests on.
Yes, they invite different, yeah, groups and have them do different activities. Like they have to dance their,
yeah,
own songs.
Yeah, or like they'll dance to other groups' songs.
Mm-hmm. And just have like competitions, yeah, between the members. And it's just kind of fun, yeah, to see them in like a relaxed.
Have you ever watched After School Club?
I have
too, but I kind of stopped watching it because they kept like changing hosts.
I loved the original hosts. I understand.
Yeah.
I love like Jimin and Eric Nam.
Yeah, Jimin and Eric Nam. Yeah, that's when I started watching them. And then Eric left and mm-hmm, Jay from Day 6 came on.
I also love Jay.
Yeah, and then he left too.
Mm-hmm. And now Kevin, is he still on?
Kevin left a while ago.
He left a while ago.
Yeah.
See, I'm not even up to date.
I know. I think I stopped watching after school club first, because most of the time they don't invite the groups I listen to on.
Okay, yeah.
Because they're not new anymore and don't need like as much publicity
mm-hmm.
as like the newer groups. And also, like I said, with the hosts and stuff, because of the time differences. And they're always like, where are you from? Or, so what are you currently listening to?
Ooh, so I've been currently really into like 80s and a band called One Week.
Okay.
I've heard
of both of them, I think, but mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever listened to either of their songs.
One Wee has this song called Regulus that I just love. It's like a ballad, and it's so pretty. Mm-hmm. And even like the lyrics are kind of fun. It's about like a star and like love, and it's just really sweet, and the aesthetics are really nice. ATEEZ is kind of a crazy group, but they're also really into like dancing and things like that. So I really find like the ones with the really aesthetically pleasing dancing and stuff are the ones I tend to gravitate towards, especially with like the diversity amongst the members of like personalities and things mm-hmm. like that. So I've really been liking them. So I really like their song like Wave and Holla Holla and things like that. They're kind of more the dark aesthetic, the nitty gritty aesthetic that I like too.
Before we go any further with this episode, I wanted to report that on October 14th, former member of the girl group FX, Sully, passed away due to suicide.
There's so much pressure put on all K-pop stars and all K-artists of any kind, and it's just really upsetting when you hear about stories like this.
FX was one of like the first groups I got into. It was kind of hard reading that. According to the Korea Herald, singer and actor Sully was found dead Monday at a house in Seongnam, south of Seoul. Police have confirmed. Her manager found her dead on the second floor.
Korea is one of like the top. I think it might actually be number one on like the charts for the most suicides per capita or something like that.
Just really devastating. She was only 25. So on a lighter note, we're going to be discussing the girl group Blackpink this week.
Blackpink in your area.
Blackpink is one of the groups from YG Entertainment. YG is considered one of the big three entertainment companies, which also include JYP and SM Entertainment.
YG has been facing a lot of controversies as of late just because of the Golden Sun scandal and things, but Blackpink is still doing really well despite all of that, which is really impressive.
Blackpink has four members. Jisoo, who is a lead vocalist and visual. And remember, visual just means they look nice or pretty in the group. And she is from South Korea, so she speaks Korean. Then we have Jennie. She is the main rapper and a vocalist. She's from South Korea, but she lived in Australia, and she can speak Korean and English. Next, we have Rosé. She's a main vocalist, lead dancer, and she's from New Zealand. She can speak Korean and English. And then we have Lisa. She's considered the maknae of the group, and that just means she's the youngest. And she's the main dancer, a lead rapper, and a sub vocalist. She is from Thailand, so she can speak Thai, Korean, and English. And the group as a whole can speak Japanese because they've released albums in Japan also.
The person that I know best of this group is probably Jennie. And I really love her solo song, Solo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I don't know if I've listened to that one. But, yeah, I know, like, she's been doing mm-hmm. stuff by herself also.
Mm-hmm.
You are now listening to Blackpink's Whistle.
Hey, boy. Make him whistle like a missile. Bomb, bomb. Every time I show up, blow up. Make him whistle like a missile. Bomb, bomb. Every time I show up, blow up.
I'm a moon, 아름다워. 날 잊을 수가 없어. 그 눈빛이 아직 나를 이렇게 설레게 해. Boom, boom. 24, 365. 오직 너와 같이 하고파. 낮에도 이 밤에도 이렇게 너를 원해. yeah. 모든 남자들이 날 매일 check out. 대부분이 날 가질 수 있다 착각 절대 많은 건 원치 않아 마음을 원해 난 넌 심장을 도려내 보여봐 아주 씩씩하게 때로 씩씩하게 so hot so hot 내가 어쩔 줄 모르게 해 나지막히 불러줘 내 귓가에 도는 휘파람 기동
이대로 지나치지 마요 너도 나처럼 날 잊을 수가 없다면 널 향한 이 마음의 fire 내 심장이 빠르게 뛰잖아 점점 가까이 들리잖아 휘파람
휘파람 파람 파람 휘파라바라바라밤
휘파람
휘파람
Can you hear that? 휘파라바라바라밤 Hold up 아무 말 하지마 Just whistle to my heart 그 소리가 지금 나를 이렇게 설레게 해 Boom boom 생각은 지루해 느낌이 Every day, all day 내 곁에만 있어도 zoom zoom
언제 나는 stylin' 도도하지만 네 옆에서 달린 뜨거워지잖아 like a desert darling 널 알아갈수록 울려대는 마음속 그만해 빼 너무 와라 내게 boy 이젠 checkmate game은 내가 win 난 널 take care 안아줘도 세게 누가 널 가로채하기 전에 네가
이대로 지나치지 마요 너도 나처럼 날 잊을 수가 없다면 널 향한 네 마음은 fire 내 심장이 빠르게 뛰잖아 점점 가까이 들리잖아 휘파람
휘파람 파람 파람
휘파라바라바라밤 휘파람
휘파람 파람 파람 This beat got me feeling like
바람처럼 스쳐가는 흔한 인연이 아니길 많은 말은 필요 없어
지금 너의 곁에 나를 내려가줘
Make him whistle like a missile Bomb, bomb Every time I show up, blow up, Make them whistle like a missile, bomb, bomb Every time I show up, blow up
Zuckerman 같은 말 때문에 내 맘에 상처를 내놓고 미안하단 말 한마디 없지도 날 혼자 위로하고 오늘 하루도 혹시나 떠날까 늘 불안해해 I just want you to stay 점점 무뎌져가는 너의 그 무표정 속에 oh, 점점 내려놓자 말 거울에 속삭이곤 해 oh, 늘 당연하게 생각하는 너지만 그게 너다워 그래도 stay
싫어 난 더 바라는 게 없어 이제 심장은 뛰긴 하는 건지 무감각해 그래 사람들과의 억지스러운 한마디보다 너와의 어색한 침묵이 차라리 좋아 So stay 그게 어디가 됐건 말야 가끔 어둠이 올 때면 I'll be a fire 거짓 같은 세상 속 유일한 truth is you This a letter from me to you
널 닮은 듯한 슬픈 멜로디 이렇게 날 울리는데 네 향기는 달콤한 felony 너나 밉지만 사랑해 어두운 밤이 날 가두기 전에 내 곁을 떠나지 마 아직 날 사랑하니 내 마음과 같다면 오늘은 떠나지 마 굳이 너여야만 하는 이유 묻지 마 그저 내 곁에 Stay with me
It goes a little something like
La 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 la
Something like
la 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 지금 당장하는 걸 바라는 게 아니야 그저 내 곁에 stay with me.
You were just listening to Boombayah. Now I'm going to talk about the history of the group Blackpink. So they first debuted on August 8th, 2016 with their first single called Square One with the song Whistle in Boombayah. Then they released an EP on November 1st of the same year with two new songs, Playing with Fire and Stay, and an acoustic version of Whistle. On June 2nd, 2017, Dua Lipa released the song Kiss and Make Up with Blackpink. And later that month, Blackpink released another single titled As If It's Your Last. On June 15th, 2018, they released their next EP title, Square Up. This album includes the song Do Do Do, Forever Young, Really, and See You Later. Then in 2019, they released another EP with their title track, Kill This Love, as well as three new songs, Don't Know What to Do, Kick It, and Hope Not. The EP also includes a remix version of Do 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 Do.
Oh, yes, I have definitely heard a lot of these songs. I liked Kill This Love, and Do 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 is like very popular for like dance covers from other groups and stuff. So yeah. I've seen those in things. I also know some of the songs from like K-pop misheard lyrics just because it's kind of fun. They're really good.
Now we're going to talk about the K-pop industry. This week we're just going to be talking about how K-pop has, I don't want to say invaded the U.S., but they have dominated kind
for
of.
Sure.
Yeah. In recent years, the K-pop industry has become more popular in the United States. Groups like BTS, NC127, and Blackpink have been guests on The Late Late Show with James Corden, a talk show that happens in the United States. BTS has performed at the VMAs. And back in April, Blackpink actually became the first K-pop group to perform at the music festival Coachella, which I think is a big deal.
Yes, yes. They're definitely getting more involved. I feel like the first kind of thing that K-pop kind of jumped aboard was like with Billboard Music Awards and like Billboard charts, and they continue to be kind of like popping.
Now you see like all the award shows, they'll be like best like fandom, and like you'll see K-pop groups being nominated for that, which make total sense.
Yes, yes. And like BTS alone has been actually nominated for a Grammy, I think, this year too.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
They keep raising the bar higher and higher.
I think BTS was the first group that like really paved the way for all these other groups.
We are now going to listen to Playing with Fire.
Now burn, baby, burn. Hold on. 떠나지 마. Just stay. 지금 이 시간을 멈춘 채 너와 함께라면 난 I could die in this moment. Forever young. Forever young. My pick is the revolution. Young. Forever young. 너의 눈에 비친 나의 모습이 늘 처음 만난 그날만 같게.
Keep it real with me.
If you relate,
뽀뽀. 그렇다고 함부로 들이대면 no no. 둘이 눈만 맞으면 하이 호호. 외로웠던 지난 날은 너를 위해 no more. 술을 마셔도 연락은 쉽지 마 yeah. 이젠 끝이란 내 말은 믿지 마 yeah. 복잡한 게 아닐 쉽게 생각해 one two three. 상상해봐 우리가 하나 되는 게 어떨지. Like the old times, wanna slow dance when it's showtime. Just me and you, and the slow jam that we both like. That playlist, my favorite, so play it. But baby, type a love song, I need you to say it, say it.
If you really, really love me, 말해줘. 나 없인 하루도 버틸 수 없다고, really. Yo, for real.
You were just listening to Blackpink's Really. Now, we're going to talk about fandoms. Like I said before, fandoms are a very big deal in the K-pop industry. And usually, they have to do with their name, or in the group will either come up with the name or the entertainment company will. Blackpink fans are called Blinks, the combination of black and pink, which makes sense. You told me you didn't know that much about Blackpink, so do you consider yourself a Blink?
I don't think I would consider myself a Blink, but my little sister would very much so yeah. be a Blink. She's been really big into them, especially Kill This Love. She just puts it on repeat in her room mm-hmm. and plays it for the whole house to hear.
I think Blackpink is the female group that's dominating the most.
Oh, for sure. Before that, it was like Twice, yeah. Red Velvet, and things like
yeah. that. When it comes to K-pop concert, the group will be singing the song, but then the fans will have chants that go yes. along
the
with the song.
The fan chants.
Yeah.
They're intense.
And it usually involves the names of the group mm-hmm. members, the name of the group, and then the lyrics of the song.
Yes. And it's so impressive that they stay quiet until for like those parts. And yeah. so it's always kind of interesting to watch like concert videos, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. It's also amusing when groups will say their fan chants, like, for a video.
Yes.
Like, to their music.
Yes, to show them how to do the fan yeah. chants. They, like, choreograph them.
Yeah.
I find that amazing.
Yeah, I think, like, K-pop fans are, like, really, really dedicated to everything.
They really are, yeah. yeah.
You are now listening to See You Later.
아쉬울 것도 없어 진짜 할 만큼 했어 난 어차피 너 따위 있으나 없으나 똑같아 매번 약속은 번복 또 셀 수 없이 반복 너란 남자 딱 그 정도 내 맘 다 줬지만 No 빈 깡통 같은 네 story 이제 그저게 듣는 소리 정신을 차리고 보니 네 모든 게 오글거려 널 버려줄게 recycle 네 옆엔 그녀는 바보 오늘 난 바랄게 I don't want you no more 영원할 거라 했어 근데 결론은 또 you messed up 왔다 갔다 가벼운 난 핑퐁 난 지금 너를 찾는 거야 딩동 Player you ain't no 사람 잘못 골랐어 너만을 바라보고 위에 받들어졌어 해 여왕 벌벌처럼 See you later boy see you later See you later boy see you later later See you later boy see you later What up coulda shoulda didn't See you later, later. See you later, boy. See you later. See ya later, maybe never. 콩깍지 벗겨졌어. 잡아도 소용없어. 또 이랬다 저랬다 이러쿵 저러쿵 구차해. 이제는 you ain't got no best friend. 외로울 거야 weekend. 그래 넌 loser. 외톨이 못된 양아치. 하. 빈 깡통 같은 이 story 이제 그저게 듣는 소리 정신을 차리고 보니 네 모든 게 못나 보여 널 버려줄게 recycle 네 옆엔 그녀는 바보
향해 전화 번 home 설레임을 향해 다시 심장의 시동을 걸고 booming pedal to the metal like see you later boy see you later see you later boy see you later later see you later boy see you later what up coulda shoulda Why you wanna go and do that? Why? 땡긴 모습을 좋아하던 너 지금 시컷 보고 잘 기억해 Bye. See you later boy, see you later See you later boy, see you later later See you later boy, see you later What up, coulda, shoulda, didn't Maybe never.
like 해볼래 해 그 따뜻한 떨림이 새빨간 설렘이 마치 해변가에 쥐면 눈 만원 깨는
Look at me, look at you 누가 더 아플까 You smile 누가 you are 두 눈에 빛나물 흐르게 빛나면 so sorry 누가 you are
날 어떡해
Crazy, thank you, baby. I'll eat on to you.
Got me all messed up. His love is my favorite, but you plus me, sadly, can be dangerous.
Lucky me, lucky you. 결국엔 무슨 말 we lie. So what, so what? 만약에 내가 널 지우게 된다면 so sorry. I'm not sorry. 나 어떡해?
만만해 봐 fact check 눈 높인 꼭대기 물 만난 물고기 좀 톡해 난 toxic you hoke I'm foxy
두 번 생각해 흔한 남들처럼 착한 척이 못하니까 착각하지 마 쉽게 웃어주는 건 날 위한 거야 아직은 잘 모르겠지 굳이 원하면 test me 넌 불 보듯이 뻔해
Hit you with that, do-do-do-do.
That was Blackpink's Doo 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 Doo.
Now we're going to talk about music. Some music videos I really enjoy from Blackpink are As If It's Your Last, Doo 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 Doo, and Kill This Love. I think their aesthetics are really good. I think Blackpink's aesthetic, just in general, is like awesome. Yeah. Very like killer. I don't know.
Yes, I love the aesthetic too. I always tend to like gravitate more towards like dark aesthetics, kind of like the nitty gritty kind of thing.
I think I really like it is because it's different from other girl groups because usually they're very cutesy.
Yes.
And like that's good for them. But Blackpink has always really been like you said, darker. And yeah. And other groups will like transition from very like innocent and cutesy to like more grown up.
Yeah.
My alarm has literally been Boombayah from Blackpink since freshman year. I really liked the song and I know it will get me up in the morning from the first note.
I understand that. Yeah. I can't even think. I usually use a vibrating alarm anymore to wake me up just because I don't want to wake up my roommate. But I do have some K-pop songs like as my alarms. And so I think I have a winter song and then like kind of a solo song from I think someone from winter as well.
Yeah. So what music have you listened to of Blackpink that you really enjoy?
I mean, I've already kind of talked a little bit about like Kill This Love and like do-do-do-do-do, things like that. Like you said, they really get caught in your head, but it's not in a bad way. It's like in a good way where you just kind of want to get up and be like dancing with them, even if you're not coordinated, like I'm not coordinated at all.
I really like the rapping in Blackpink songs with like when Lisa and Jenny, they rap. And I don't know, sometimes it's in English and sometimes it's in Korean. If you listen to like the Japanese versions of like their songs, like most of the time their raps are in English, which I find interesting.
I feel like it's just kind of easier to like transition them from both of those songs in that sense. And like what I've realized is I've never really been a big fan of rap music, but like when it comes to K-rap and like things like that, I enjoy it much more because I feel like it's lyrical and in a way that like, I mean, American artists do it in the same way, but I also think part of it is not understanding what they're saying.
Yeah. I think like with Blackpink's music, you don't necessarily like understand like what they're saying in the rap, but like when they do have like the English version of the rap, I think it's very interesting to like compare.
Yes.
The sound of the words and everything like that.
They just have great tone when it comes to rapping, I guess. It almost, I don't know, some rappers just kind of sound the same from song to song, where their songs are so dynamic and so like different, going from ballads to like just like bops, then it just gives them so many different opportunities that I guess American rappers don't always get.
Yeah. Do you remember your first song that you listened to, Blackpink?
Blackpink's first song. I think it was Whistle.
Okay.
I want to say it was Whistle. I was like, whoa, this is really catchy for one thing. Also kind of, I'm much more into listening to, I guess, the guy groups than girl groups. And that's so I was just like, oh, I really like this. So it was kind of one of the ones where I'm like, I've been trying to like listen to more female groups and stuff because of them.
I think the first group, like song that got me into Blackpink was Boombayah, but that was because I really liked the choreography for that song.
Okay.
Do you know, I don't know if you know the part where they're like flipping their hair.
I think I do. I've gone to, there's a Asian festival in Cleveland, and so they do cover dance competitions.
Okay.
And I think there was a girl, like a group of girls that did that, and so I do remember it from that, and I think I have seen the video, so I think I know what you're talking about.
I just, when they do that staggered, I think I just thought that was really cool. The choreography, that part.
You are now listening to Dua Lipa's Kiss and Make Up with Blackpink.
거슬려 애는 멀쩡해 보이지만 Don't know 내 맘 거울에 들킬까봐 그려본 내 입술은 blue 혼자가 편해 난 그냥 그래 언니처럼 예쁜 날에 어떻게 이렇게 모든 게 벅차기만 해 Don't know what to do I don't know what to do without you
And I didn't tell whoever you wanna tell Get a kick to the curb, you're kicked out Never kick a girl when she kicked down Who you gon' kiss now? No, you gon' miss how I move From the top to the bottom, I'ma kick snail
어두운 밤이 날 감싸지만 이제서야 나를 위해서 춤을 출 수 있어 너란 벽을 넘어서 I'll kick it if you're down, kick it if you're down Can I kick it? Come, come under honor we 치며 불을 지를 거야 Can I kick it? Yeah! 너라는 세상을 부셔버리고 나 환하게 눈 부셔버릴 거야 And I'm letting it all out 이리가 없잖아 이젠 나를 찾을 거라고 나 혼자여도 괜찮아 불쌍해했지만 이제 너를 잊을 거라고 결론이 뭔데 또 그래서 어쩌겠던 건데 답답한 너의 세상에서 벗어 나 높이 날아갈 테니까
I kick it how I wanna kick it when I wanna kick it No you can tell me not to kick it cause I'm about to kick it I kick it how I wanna kick it when I wanna kick it No you can tell me not to kick it cause I'm about to kick it
And I'm letting it all out 이리가 없잖아
You are just listening to Kick It.
Now we're going to go to the K-pop words of the day slash Korean words of the day. The first one is aegyo. It means cute. Very similar to the word kawaii, but it's just a Korean word for cute. For example, that's really cute, so that's really aegyo.
The common request is to do aegyo. And so the lecture would be like, do aegyo, which is like acting all cutesy.
Yeah.
Making your voice really high-pitched and just kind of doing silly things. Yeah. And then they either feel really embarrassed afterwards or they just kind of like brush it off.
The next word we have is daebak, and it just means wow. So, for example, you got a new phone? Wow. Or you got a new phone, they back.
I've actually used this word for like the name of a group project in high school. We were doing a group speech. Uh-huh. And so we each were like, okay, we're each going to add like a word and we're just going to make a title out of it. And so it was Daybok Netflix writers. I remember this vividly. And people are like, what the heck does that even mean? I'm just like, wow. And just wow. Yeah. I love it.
This has been another episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. I'm Nicole and you're listening to 96.1 The Wave. Electric Shock.